All right. Hey, dude. Hey. Welcome to another episode of the Brain That Varies podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wallacher, with Confident Fit Coaching, Rock Solid in the membership site, and jessewallacher.com, where everything is beautifully housed for your convenience. So on the Brain That Varies podcast, what I do is talk about all the things that you're afraid to say out loud, but you're thinking deep down inside because you're too afraid that it'll mean that you are unmotivated, that this really isn't meant for you, and that the goals that you have are just out of reach. But really, we're all thinking the exact same thing. We all want the same kind of change, and you're just ready for something new that isn't easily sold and packaged up and trendy right now. But I promise you, you are not alone, and this is where the majority of people are going to go. Do you want to go inside? Okay. So we are still on our little mini 10-day series, and what that looks like. Are you kidding me, doggo? Okay, I'm going to send the dog in. So what this is over the next 10 days, we are on day four, week four of my beginning program. So I'm giving you a little glimpse of what we cover each week, just so you have a good idea of what's happening. But in week four, we are listening to day four. We talk about sabotage. And after 4 weeks in, we've experimented with food. We've talked about like kind of trigger food. We've talked about exercise and how you view it. Working on opening your mind to this. And with all of this change, you are going to start seeing some like sabotaging, going back to old habits, or wanting to start to show up. And this is why. This shows up when change happens. And even if it's good change, it's change that is positive for you, or it's change that you're actually working towards, the reason that we have such a big problem with it is because it's unfamiliar territory. And it's really just as simple as that. Because unfamiliar territory, we don't know if it's safe. Even if it is fully safe and it's better for us, bird just like jumped over the fence. That was weird. We still are unsure. So, and our body's main goal is to keep us alive, and which is a very good thing. But when it sabotages us in this way, that's when it becomes more difficult. Because we're trying to make these positive changes. We're trying to prove to ourselves that we can do it and that we want to do it. But if our body doesn't feel safe and comfortable doing this, then it's going to sabotage you the entire time. So we talk about what sabotage looks like for you, what you've noticed. And over the next week, I kind of give you things to work on to kind of notice that, to kind of get past it, and to prove to yourself that it is okay to make these changes. Because really, it starts with you being okay and loving yourself enough to allow yourself to make these changes, allow yourself to lose the weight, to try something new, to allow yourself the freedom to explore what it is that you've always wanted to explore. But if it's different and if it goes against these rules and beliefs that you've set in that are slowly tearing you apart and really aren't good for you, then it takes a little bit more work. And this is something that not everybody really dives into. So we take an entire week, an entire lesson to do that. So as you go through the week and you're continuing to solidify these new like healthy eating beliefs, these new food choices that work for you, these good positive relationships with food and with your body and with movement and exercise and allowing yourself breaks, allowing yourself space and just some freedom, you're also seeing where you kind of start to sabotage and pull yourself back. So we're able to catch that and we're able to be aware. And it's not your inability to do it, your inability to make change or anything. It's just your body pulling you back and wanting you to stay safe. So if you can prove to it and remind it and over time work out of these beliefs, these negative beliefs that are preventing you from actually seeing the change you want to have, then it's going to feel safe to allow it. And it can be a simple shift. It can take a little bit longer, but we start to have you realize that. So again, I'm not going into the full depths of how we discuss this and how this is brought up. I definitely have other podcasts on this, but this is just a very surface level of what we dive deeper into. So if you are interested, if this does sound like we're starting to hit all of the boxes that you are interested in having hit for your own health choices, your own health goals and things like that, the beginning program is definitely for you. This is my signature program, my signature course, and I'm super excited to have it open and available to you. So if you want to, all links will be down below. Otherwise, feel free to go to jessiewallacher.com. Under Confident Fit Coaching, you will see the beginning program highlighted. It is $1,000 paid in full or 4 monthly payments of $275. And this is the one and only time that it will be this low. After that, it will be at least doubling because this information is very powerful. And I would love to take a small group of at least 10 people through. And if you would like to be a part of that group, I would love for you to join. So feel free to let me know. Feel free to check out even more on the website. But really, this whole point is to say that it is not your inability to make change. It is just a natural instinct of your body and soul keeping you safe. So if you can prove and remind it that you are safe, that you are loved, that things will be okay, it will be a lot easier for you to make these positive changes. So I hope you have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.